Figur Racha Ravina. Figur Racha Ravina. Chahamar. Mais Shabbos Reis, Chahamar Mais Shabbos Rabban. Manam the Reis, Akadamaran. Manam Rabbana, Namar, Kra. Kaidish, who? Who Kaidish? Shmazim Shabbos Kaidish, who? Kaidish. Who should Kaidish? Rei Maisav Kaidish. Mash mashav the raisa sur machila. Mishal manam the raisa.
Amtu bahachi
patri rabana. Back to our braisa. The shchid shein emurio he kini rib shimon. As mashav is aser. Am manam the rabanan. My patri rabanan. Since me the raisa dzvoi. My patri rabanan. I think this guy with the. Was it the Ra? The Ramah, was it? That boy that said that Ben Makin Kesef. The Raisa. It's totally in the Raisa. It's not telling the Rabban. If he sold Kesef. I think Mary was from here. Anyway. The man Rabbanan, my Pad Rabbanan. So in Rabbanon, the Midrash is Shechita Ruya. So why are you part of Dal Bei? And the Gemara is Shaira. And the Chanam is not going in Shabbos. Why the Zara of the Shar Nisko? Zot the Gemara. Rameyer, Ramay Mechai, V'Sheikh Lavar Zara. Why are you Chai, V'Sheikh Lavar Zara? Human is shocked by Porto, Osra. As soon as you shocked it a little bit, it becomes Osra by Na. Idach Isuri Hanahu. Velai Demare Katavach. The Grashi. Given the shock of Porto, Itzra. Mishum Ziv Chemesim. The shocked it by Zards, it's Osra by Na. Salkadaitoch, Yashin Shchit, with Chilavat Sai. Therefore, even in the beginning is considered part of the Shechita. And Meilu Metchila Nesra Mishum Zivchem Eisim. Taisa says even if you hold Eim Shechita El Basayif, Taisa says Nesra B'Pur D'Kama. Kshe Issa Tola B'Maisa, Poloi B'Shechita, don't have to have a proper Shechita, have a Shem Shechita, as long as the Maisa, Kabos Gemara Chul, and Avka Shamu Shem Shtachla, and Behem Schaveri, Lo Asra, 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 Maisa, Asra. So, Agapanim, so what does Gemara say? Whether it's the Manda Meyesh Neshchid B'chil V'atsayif, or Yina Manda Meyesh Neshchid El V'atsayif, so it says, U'mitchilas in Nesra, Mishum Zivchei Meisim, U'nitashum Dal Vehei, U'tvachai Kuloi B'inan, V'amin L'kaman, Kigamar La La, Kigamalo lav the marketavach. Shekvar ivdoy menu kaidim shchita. Benesra olov. Vahavle kimoi sheshlicha laor. Laor. Kaidim shchita. The mishalim karen the kefal of a sulai. So Rashi, a lot of words in this Rashi. I mean, the truth of the matter is, in Loshna Gemara, we went out the Rashi, the simple reading of the Gemara saying, that Yisur Arnoa, it says Lav Demare. It's Mashma, Ferish Gemara, that Yisur Arnoa is Einer Shaloi. And we all know there's Machlag Yisrushain, Machlag Yisrushain about that. Whether Yisur Arnoa, we've discussed it before, whether Yisur Arnoa is Shaloi or not. It says has his Pshar, it's Shaloi and Meshusai. But this Gemara seems to be saying, Lav Demare, meaning the Ferish Gemara, Lav Demare Ketavach. So, the truth of the matter is, if you read the Rashi over here, even the Rashi in Pesachim in two places it seems to hold the Asura and Adan Shaloi. The Gemara says Meshusa Rashi Adan Shaloi. So Rashi didn't have to learn the Gemara, didn't have to fedrei the Gemara. Rashi does seem to be fedreiing the Gemara because Rashi said first of Rashi says Utvachai Kula Binan. Yeah, you know, come on. So maybe when you finish it. Lav the Margatavach, Shkvar Ivda Mimenu, Kaidim Shchita, Venesra Olav. Right? Rashi doesn't seem to be saying Stam, it's just not his. Rashi's saying that it's a chsar and it's not kulay, meaning that since Saif Mil Saif, it became already asked to him. Rashi's Ibda Mimenu. It's already lost. Because again, not so much bailus, but Saif Mil Saif, it's worthless at this point. At this point, by the time you get to the end of the Shechita, it's really worthless. So it's not like you're taking it away from, you're not like you're taking anything away from him. Rashi's mashma. Because it's already ibda mimenu. It doesn't say because it doesn't belong to him. It's ibda mimenu. It's gone. So this Rashi, l'chayr, is really the answer, for the other Rishayim that hold this surah as really shaloi. I think Gemara says, Lab demar, is that Aaron my Teretz is, it's a bezunder svara in Dal Behe. And Rashi doesn't need utvacha kula being on. It's not called kulai because you're not taking it all away from him. Because you know maybe technically it's his, but it's worthless. So anyway, Abba Rava, Baimer. So I mean, Jumma is Rashi and Ksuba says a little different nosach. Rashi Ksuba Lamdal Menalav says Mishaita Afsida Minei. Also says that Afsida Minei, but he says why the Isa Lehadre Beena Lav the Marihu. It's not. It's Lehadre Beena. Why is Lehadre Beena? It's not clear. Maybe. I don't know. Rashi not so clearly. Lehod Be'ena doesn't go back. Alright. Anyway, Rashi Hilchar is pretty clear, I think. Amar Rav by Megmar Zvicha who Oivda. Avay Zara who Oived Megmar Zvicha v'loy betchila. So Meila never became also by Noah in the beginning of the Shechita. So Meila, it's a Pashita case of. No one comes out at the end. So maybe it's a good shechita. I mean, the chayv dalar hay because it's all happening at the end. Zog Gemara vayta. Shor nisko yisur anoninu lav demar ketabach. Shor nisko before you shech it's already asabana. Lav demar ketabach. So there's a problem over here. There's a shita ben tam that shor nisko only becomes aser lachamisa. So this gemara seems to be saying mivchayim it's already aser. Gemara's kasha is shumi chay v'shachin shor nisko because ben tam is I think chof kimon beis. Where is it? It's chof kimon beis here in Mevakama. Anyway, kids are so this Gemara is mashma. It's also right away. But anyway, Amarav Achma Eskinon, the guy in Shemos L'Shaimer, the Hizik, the Beis Shaimer, Vehua the Beis Shaimer, the Nigmadina Beis Shaimer. So look Rashi, Shemos L'Bol L'Shaimer Kaidim Shehizik. His Beis Shaimer, and it was who the Beis Shaimer, it was Nigma Dina Beis Shaimer. So now you have this, you have it in the base of the cow in the base of the Shaimer. Shemeh Savlok Rabbi Yankiv, Nasilok Rabbi Shimon. Savlok Rabbi Yankiv, Dama, Afish and Nigma Dina, Echzir, Shaimer, Labalov, Mukhzer. Nasilok Rabbi Shimon, Dama, Dovda, Garin, Lam, and Kamam, and Dami. What is it? Says Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov b'Shili Shar Shnagach. It says Mugzer Vay Malei Shlofenecha Nimtz Shapi Sheina Shava Klum Goyim L'Mamenhu Cholzman Shul Kayim Shaimer Poiteres Atzmai Dem Yoved Yishalim Dama. So Meila, if you take it from the Shaimer, so even though it's worthless. Shor nisko, and it's aser b'hanah, and has absolutely no value to anybody. There's only one person that has value to it. Not real value, but a fake value. And that is to the Shomer. Because the Shomer could say, Reish Cholofanecha. The Shomer will be put there if he gives the cow, the ox, back to the Bailim. So Mela, see if you hold two things. You hold that the Shomer could pat himself by giving it to the Bailim. Ein Aleph and Beis. And you hold that Dover Garel Mamain is Kamamain Dami, which means that the fact that the Shomer has use for this object, so even though it doesn't have real inherent value, but has value to the Shomer. Because if you lose it, you take it away from him, he has to pay money. So that's called Dovar Goyim Lamamim. Timam and Damin. And Mela, where do we see that? Where do we see that? And Rav Shimon that says, Kachim Chayim Achyuson Chayim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Ganav Shaganav Kachim, Mebez Bailim. Im Kiblam Ba'olav Olav Bachrayis Kagoyim. Damarei Alai Arlev Hivrizu. Chayim L'Shalom Kefo. Why? The Afagav Labidehu have a El Dehekdish. Kivan the Goyim L'Mamon Hu. The Misbiyadoi Boyle Shlume Hidei Dami. Rav Shimon holds that even though we say that you part by hekdesh, but if it's the kachmiyesh of machayis or the bailim, if this animal gets lost, they have to, you know, even though it doesn't belong to them, yeah, it doesn't belong to them, but if the animal gets lost, they have to get another one. So it means this animal has value to them in being around. So Mel, if you're going to steal it, so it's as if you're stealing from the Bailim, because even though it doesn't belong to them, because it's kachim, we say, but it has a value to them, and this value that has to them is considered mamon l'anan davar garim l'mamon k'mamon dami. Alma davar l'mamon k'mamon dami, and therefore the fact that it's also by Sharon Iskol, in the case where it's by the Shomer, so we say it's considered as if it's his. Because for him, it has value. Now, Tais points out over here that there's a difference between Dover Garim L'Mamon and Garmi. Tais Kash, why don't we just say that the Meir holds of Garmi, or come on, Dover Garim L'Mamon. Now, Tais says, very size the Gechilah, if that's what he means. That Garmi, the Pshat is, Garmi, the Pshat is, you're paying for the Hezek, that you were Goyrim. That's Garmi. Like a Sar, Shereiz, Shalchaveroi, so Grom is Akin, maybe he's part of the Garmi is Chayiv, because whatever the Svar of Garmi is, whatever the Gedder of Garmi is, but the Svar of Garmi is that you're Chayiv for the hezek that you were Goyram. Doesn't mean that if you chayiv for garmi, let's say in the case of the Shomer over here, right? You kill the animal, right? So now the Shomer has to pay. So garmi says, okay, you caused the Shomer a hefsid, so in a way, in the life of garmi, maybe you'd have to pay. Yeah? But doesn't make it that the cow is his. Yeah, garmi, because garmi pshah is your chayiv for the hezek, for the loss of money that you caused the guy. Mashmah is in the Ramban in the garmi. Dover garim l'mamon is a different akuda. Then the pshah is, the mandam dover k'mamon pshah is, that if this thing has value for me, it's considered I own it. It's considered that this object, although it's asabana, or although it's not mine, right, but if it has value for me, And if it wouldn't be here, I'd have to pay, so it's considered I own it. It's a bailus. So maybe it was a get to our sugya. It's not say garmi is not going to do anything for you over here. It's not going to mechayiv. It's not going to reason to mechayiv dal vehei, because the more saying is lot of day. You know, you need garim l'mamon in order that it should be considered his and has a value for him, but not being chayiv a hefsid, that's not going to be mechayiv dal vehei b'chal. Okay. Amr Kana. Amid the Shmaitz Kamei Rav Zvid, Menedoi, Mimot Zmukmis Masnisin Krameir, Beloi Krav Shimon, the Krashi, going back to our mission of Gona V'Tavach Yom Kippurim, let's not lose the flow of the Gemara. The Gona V'Tavach Yom Kippurim is Krameir, Luchudei, Domar, Loi Kimishalim. That was the original question we asked, that even though there's no Misa, on Ayin Aleph, Amin Aleph, and towards the top, we ask, there's no Misa, but there's still Malchus. So we say, oh no, go to the Gemara, it says, like a Mishalim. So we're back to that over here. Mimot is Mukmes, Mesnitsa, Karmei, like Reb Shimon, Haktani Seifa, Reb Shimon Paiter, Mishnei Elu, Mechlal, the Kul Mesnitsin, Maida. Yeah, so in the Mishnah, what does Reb Shimon say? Parit b'shnei elu, hashoichet nimzis treifa, hashoichel mazara. Shimon says in these last two, you potter. Why potter in the last two? Because shechita shein ruya is lashmei shechita. So it's mashma. So, I mean, simply, it's like Rashi in Mishnah says, "Come lefuke lefur leklavim." But the Gemara right now is thinking it's come lefuke. Ganam tavach yom kippurim. So it's saying it's mashma. Reb Shimon is Maida. And before we said that's the Machlaikis. Michal Maida, so when Tavachumach, right now we said the Machlaikis. The Remecham Patron. Mara said what? Mar said, "He would tevech the acher by time drabbanon the patri. Amri man chachamim Reb Shimon. Man chachamim Reb Shimon." The Gemara said, "What should the chain of ruya? Our Mishnah is mashma. Reb Shimon is maida by tevech Yom Kippurim. So how do you say that's good for machlokes?" Gemara says, "Echnami, the diuk that Reb Shimon patters in these two, as opposed to the ones before that, is just coming lafuke, like Rashi the Mishnah said, or full of klav. Echnami, Reb Shimon will patter by tevech Yom Kippurim also, because shchid shen roi. Ganim shel aviv, the tavach u'machar." What?
Rashi.
Rashi. I said Rashi. Full of Klavim. Oh, full of Klavim. Sorry. It's like Shmin, the Afghan of Shimon, the Shechita, Shem, because, you know, he shechted it, not you know, for a dog, but still, that's the Shechita is good, and that's the Shechita is Machshir. Just that people aren't going to eat it, but it's still Kashav Shechita. I'm like, Purim, Pollock, Mishum, they ain't like a Mishalim. Okay, look the Gemara. Why many Rav Rav Nachman? Gonav Shor Shal Shnei Shofim. Utvachoi v'hoig lechem mehem. Mau, chmish bakar mechmano lech mish chatzai bakar. Radilma chmish bakar mechmano fil chmish chatzai bakar. Zog Rashi, what's the case over here? V'hoig lechem mehem, achelkoi. V'hoig lechaz potter. Mau, l'chai v'hoi l'shal m'chaveroi. Eschelkoi. So he was married to one in Shotfim. So the his chelk for sure he's potter on. Now the shayl is, what about now Adam come for the other Shotif? Does he at least have to pay the other Shotif? That's the shayl we say, Chamisha Bakar, not Chamisha Chatzai Bakar. So the Yisrael over here has got issues with this Rashi, and he has a problem with Rashi. The Rashi says that Moed can ask Potter on the first guy. Question is, from the second guy we say that Aiden come for the second guy. So Fekhtais is rid, how can you split them? Once you're Moed to the first guy, then Betsy you're Moed to the second guy as well. If you're Moed that you the cow belonged to the cow, but no, you're Moed you shech this cow. So Chayra Moed can ask his potter. It's not only going to be your Haidah, it's only not only going to potter you for this guy, your Haidah is going to potter for the other guy also. You're Moed. You're Moed on the shech this cow. What's the difference the first guy and second guy? So now the second guy comes and brings Aiden. Say it, but I was already Maida. Maida can ask Potter. As they practice this rit.
Maybe the Aiden went to a different business.
Oh, you don't like that, Ketzaris.
I don't.
So Ketzaris is actually talking about this Gemara. Happens to be.
I know.
And so Tezrid actually suggests that. Tezrid actually suggests that. In time, you're going to talk with the Bezdin Acher, the Kafra Bay. So maybe in a new Bezdin, it starts over again. Now, Hidali had in the first Bezdin, doesn't pat you, got me the second Bezdin. Suggests the Tezrid. And for the Tezrid, Mechamachim, Kimon Shahidu, the Bezdin, Rishon, Toyloy, I say, Hidal, Paj, Alpha Gavin, Nashta, Kafre, the man of the Kafre, the man of the He says, "Ilu hayashar shel shel echa." Let's say not a fancy case here, two people. Let's say the shor belonged to one person. Yeah, b'hoy lufne bezdin, and then he's coming for a different bezdin. Are you going to say, "Fekt doktay zrid," that the first one done the first bezdin is not compacted in the second bezdin? The guy can be tvein in another bezdin. Hagab atzmacha. So the
Jimmy brings it down.
Tayshir also brings it down. So Zakta Tayshir's Rid, Amphit Tayshir's Rid, they were talking about that we don't know, we know that he shafted it, we don't know whose it is necessarily. So he was married to one of the Shutfim, that he was one that the half belonged to him. But the second half, he was never Maida. He was never Maida that it belonged. Reuven and Shimon owned it, right? Levi stole and shechted it. Levi's Maida to Reuven. The half the animal belonged to Reuven. Yeah? He was never Maida. So the fact that he was Maida, we know he shechted it. But what's the idea that it belonged to Reuven? He was never Maida that it belonged to Shimon. So now, as far as we're concerned, maybe it belonged to himself. Maybe he's the other Shotev. So Mela, that's what's the Geya. So if Adam come and say now that the other half belongs to Shimon, there's the Geya, the Shaila, by the Meknas, there's the Geya, the Shaila of Chatzich, Chamisha, because the Dida doesn't help. Because the Dida is just that belonged to Reuven. The Dida is not that, we know that he shechted it. The Dida is that belonged to Reuven. Right? But there's no Dida that belonged to Shimon. So if Shimon's tevei him, so unless there's a problem with Chatzi Bakar, Shimon will be able to get his chaylet. Now the Ktzais...
Is
Rashi
also saying?
What?
That's
what Rashi means? Rashi says, V'hoid lechem em al-chelkoi. Al-chelkoi. So when we say al-chelkoi means that he's married, that it is his chaylet. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Because the truth of the matter is, Tayshir didn't quote Rashi, I don't think. He just stammered how in the Gemara. Could be. So, Ktzayis Lamaisa and Simon Shinnun, he brings down the Bach. The Bach makes the chiluk of one bezin and another bezin. On this halacha, it's not on this halacha. And he says, and the Chumas Akri, there's Tamei on the Bach, Kufa Tayshir's Taina. And how can you say it makes a difference one bezdin and another bezdin? And that the Ksai says, what do you mean? We find the Gemara in Makkos, the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Hey, that Reb Kiva says, Eidim Zayimim is a Knas. And Eidim Amoidim Bezdin, and they say, and Eidim come are Amoida, and they say, Huzam Lu Bezdin Pliny, they're Potter. In fact, it says, but if they were Huzam and another Bezdin, right, Api Eidim Sheirim, So what kind of Moed Meknas is it? They're already Huzim and Bezdin. Elamai. Teretz is Zoktik Sois, Big Yisoi. That the Pasuk says the Sher Yishin Elohim. Pral Mashiach Atzmai. That's when Moed Meknas is part there. Says the Sois, Ein Adov Tali Al Boisei Bezdin, Shadon Noisei Achshav. And both Eidim either all the Bezdin not the Bezdin, but Gomres Din is the Bezdin, and both have Bezdin Acher, and Moed of Nehem, how we might have Meknas. So Mele, it's telling each Bezdin that the Ksais wants to learn up from the Gemara of the Rekiva. And Mele says, that's Pshat the Bach by us. Mele, so even though he was Moed to one of them in this Bezdin, that Haida is not going to affect what happens in a different Bezdin. That's what Tais wants to say, which Batsim Taisrid quoted and rejected it. That's what Tais wants to say to explain the Bach, the way the Bach explains the Torah in our Gemara. Look more weiter. Amalech Mishabaka Rahman Vach Mishacham Pesai Baka Eisfei. Gan Mishalav Vitavav Machar Vacharkach Meis Aviv. Misham, the Shulman Gemara Vachamisha. Vahach Alkim the Meis Aviv, Kamai Shekadam. Because he has a Yerusha here. So we see he pays to the brothers, even though he's not paying for his own chalik, he's not paying to himself. Elamai, you see that you can pay partial, doesn't have to be full bakar. So Meir, the father's Ayim Bedin, so that's why he became Yirei Chayiv to the father. And Meir, it's not a child of Chatzai Bakr, because Yirei Chiv was Chal and the whole thing, and Elma, you Yarshin part of it, so you don't have to pay. But the Chiv was a Chiv of Bakr Sholim. So the Gemara of Ayim Bedin, Ma'ayi, Ayin Misham Tujim HaChamisha, because it's Chatzai Bakr, Yoch Yatani say, we're going to Mishal of it. Umeis, Macharkach Tavach, Yutevech, the Tvich took place after you read Yarshin, and Mishalim Bar Chamisha, because the Tvich wasn't Kuloi, Niflik Bididei, Medor Amurim, Kisham Bidin, Alam Bidin, and Mishalim Shalom Bar Chamisha, even though the Tvich was before the father dies, a big Chiddush. Still, you don't pay Dalavek, because it's not Baka Shalim. Amalei hachinami, ay din osim reishiv, gana mishalavim, tofum chumach, vach ha-meis aviv, nosim sef, nami, gana mishalavim, ha-meis aviv, vach ha-tovach, u-mochar, b'en hachinami, hu-adin, there was another case.